The three Americans who died today in Yemen are among tens of thousands of Americans who travel abroad each year to work as missionaries. Most only spend a few weeks or months overseas, but a handful are career missionaries, people who spend their entire lives in foreign lands. It is controversial and sometimes dangerous work. In the first of our occasional series on Americans abroad, NPR's Eric Weiner reports from Cotabato in the Philippines.
Missionaries, like the god they serve, work in mysterious ways. For the uninitiated, the screams echoing from this small white building in Cotabato sound disturbing. This is Mindanao, after all, a largely Muslim region of the Philippines that has seen its share of bloodletting, as Islamic militants wage an on-again, off-again war of independence. Eventually, the screams subside and a man emerges, an American in his late 60s with a shock of gray hair and a broad smile.
My name is Father Cletus Turnus. I'm Oblate of Mary Immaculate.
Father Turnus explains that the building is a spiritual center and the screams are a technique designed to release pain and cleanse the soul.
We get them to surrender all that pain to Jesus. And the people who they hate, the people who hurt them, to surrender them to Jesus. And it really works. I mean, they really forgive, and they go home feeling great.
For Father Turnus, the Philippines is home. Like many career missionaries, he's made a commitment to live his years overseas. He first arrived in the Philippines in 1963, a young priest full of gusto and just a hint of trepidation.
I left the States in January, Kansas, in January. It's pretty cold. I got to Manila, stepped out on the balcony of our seminary. It's hot. What did I get myself into, you know?
40 years later, Father Turnus has grown used to the tropical heat. He has, he says, learned how to sweat. But there's another fact of life here in the southern Philippines he has not learned to accept, the killing. The war in Mindanao has, over the decades, claimed tens of thousands of lives, a figure that includes many Filipino priests and at least one American missionary. Again, Father Turnus.
I just never thought I'd be that close to war, no? But now I have to keep pinching myself. Say, Turnus, you have to remember, you still have to be shocked. You hear of a killing, another killing here, but I still have to be shocked about that. But you get so, it happens so often that you get immune to it after a while.
Has anyone ever said to you, Father, you know, given the situation here, maybe you should just post a guard at the gate or have some sort of security?
I have thought about it. But even if you had a security guard like that, they really want to come in with a gang of people and get me. There's nothing you could do. I would like to take you down here to the grotto.
The grotto is a thicket of green trees and colorful tropical birds. A few steps away, the 14 stations of the cross. On this day, workers are making repairs to station number 6. The religious theme is tempered by the presence of a small amusement park and a petting zoo complete with a 6-foot-tall ostrich, all designed to create a welcoming atmosphere for Christians and Muslims. Most Muslims here, in fact, say they do not object to the presence of foreign Christian missionaries. Father Turnus shares the compound with a dozen or so Filipino staff and one American colleague.
Richard, are you decent?
No.
I'll just introduce you.
I'm Father Richard Palmier, and I come from the middle of the United States, Curry, Minnesota. I arrived here in 1967, and I've been here for 35 years in the Philippines as a missionary.
Father Palmier first became entranced with the Philippines when a few men from his hometown brought home mail-order brides from the Philippines. He studied Tagalog, the main Filipino language, and eventually found himself in Alameda, a small mountain town in Mindanao.
And my first week up in Alameda, I was reading, and I heard this, and it was a carabao cart being pulled up right outside the convento, two-story. I looked down, it was three cattle wrestlers who had been they just hacked them to death, and they were left to lay on banana leaves in front of the municipio until night. That was my first encounter with such bloody violence.
His first, but not his last. Only 6 months ago, Martin Burnham, a fellow missionary, was killed during a failed rescue attempt. He'd been held hostage for more than a year by the Abu Sayyaf, a militant group that's been known to behead its captives. Missionaries have always lived with danger, and that's still true today, not only in the Philippines. Some perceive the war against terrorism as a religious conflict, and that puts the missionaries on the front lines just about everywhere. An American missionary nurse was recently shot to death while working in Lebanon. The four doctors attacked in Yemen worked in a hospital administered and financed by Baptist missionaries. None of this, says Father Palmier, has shaken his commitment.
That's the role of a missionary. Our founder says, leave nothing undared. That's the way it is with us.
Over the centuries, the mission of the missionaries has not changed all that much. Today, they're still sent overseas to spread the word of Jesus. But the way they do it, says Father Palmier, has changed dramatically.
Before, you know, was you go to another country and you convert the pagans. That's an old way of looking at it. The idea is just to live with them, discover their values, and we share ours with theirs. Then, after years and years and years, if something interesting strikes them and they would like to be a Catholic, all right, fine.
That, he says, has happened only a handful of times. Father Palmier says he's well aware of the fact that he's not an ordinary missionary, he's an American missionary. And that means preaching a uniquely American message. Aim higher, work harder, don't settle for second place. But he says the cultural conversion taking place here in the tropical heat works both ways.
My Western ways of thinking and doing things definitely have rubbed off on the way I've ministered and the way I deal with people. Pero vice versa. Huh? The Filipino ways have also rubbed off on me. As soon as I go home, people tell me so many, the way I talk, the way I wave hands, the words I use, the things like that.
Today, Father Palmier describes himself as a red-blooded American with a Filipino heart. When speaking of the Filipinos, who often say we, not they, his elder colleague, Father Turnus, has also developed an affection for this country. He says he plans on living the rest of his days here.
I go to the States and end up in some old folks home or some old priest home where everybody's all decrepit. And the Philippines is a great place to be sick, great place to die, huh? Because you know, all kinds of people are coming around and love you, take care of you. It's a great place to die.
Well, I would like to describe it as a great place to live and to work. Huh? And if the Lord calls me, when we go home on our annual vacation, you never know if you're going to die then. But I would like to be buried here, yes.
When Fathers Palmier and Turnus pass on, there are no plans to replace them. The fact is, the days of the foreign missionaries in the Philippines are slowly coming to an end. Thousands of Filipino priests have been trained to do a job that it was once believed only a foreigner could do. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Cotabato, the Philippines.